Now, in the life of Jesus, 3B on your outline, the Spirit is incredibly at work everywhere, a pervasive influence. The beginning of Jesus' incarnate existence was a work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee, the angel said to Mary. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Jesus would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Mark 1, verse 8. And from the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry, the Spirit is active. When he was baptized, the Spirit descended upon him. Matthew 3, 16. Immediately afterward, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. Mark 1, verse 12. So what's remarkable here is that the presence of the Spirit in Jesus' life brought him into direct and immediate conflict with the forces of evil. The Spirit is showing us here the antithesis between the Holy Spirit and evil spirits. But the Spirit was also with Jesus in his teaching. We read that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee as he began to teach and taught in the synagogues. It was by the Spirit's power that Jesus performed his miracles, particularly the casting out of the demons or the devils. Jesus said, "If it's by the Spirit of God that I cast out the demons or the devils, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." And finally, we can say that the Spirit was poured out upon Jesus in a limitless measure. His whole life, also his emotional life, was anointed by the Holy Spirit. When the 70 returned from their mission and reported that even the devils were subject to them, we read that in the same hour Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. So, the Spirit is poured out upon Jesus fully from the beginning, but there's a growing implementation of the Spirit's presence in Jesus' life as he grows and develops as a man.